The Rise of the SWAT Team.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith with the Marketplace Midday Update. Ferguson, Missouri has been dominating the news this week. Front and center in the photos and in the footage of the protests there are SWAT teams, police officers who have been trained to use special weapons and tactics. Turns out it's a kind of policing that's caught on across the country, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The first SWAT teams were created in the 1960s. Jack Green teaches criminology at Northeastern University. He says they have a simple objective.
They are there to deal with high violence, high profile situations.
Like hostage rescues. According to David Harris, who's a policing expert at the University of Pittsburgh, it used to be only big departments in big cities had SWAT teams.
Now, most departments of any size, except for the very smallest ones, have a SWAT team.
They worry about terrorism and mass shootings. But, Harris says, there are departments that just want to keep up with other departments.
You have situations where we wouldn't have thought in the past you needed a SWAT team. The SWAT team is there, shows up, and is ready to go.
Many police departments, Harris says, could spend more time thinking about equipment and training.
Using it in a way and only in situations where it makes sense.
Recognizing, he says, that the weapons, the uniforms, the armored vehicles all send a very powerful message. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Used to be frequent flyer miles were mostly used to buy more airline miles. But these days, people are using their frequent flyer stash to buy everything from cosmetics to back-to-school supplies. And the airlines are loving that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why.
Turns out airlines don't have enough seats to redeem all the frequent flyer miles they've awarded. So they have to convince us to use them for other things, like rental cars, hotels, or magazines. Seth Kaplan is an analyst at Airline Weekly. He says if you've flown lately, you know there aren't many empty seats.
The cost of giving away a free seat is higher than ever. And so airlines would love to get us to use our miles in some other way.
But should you?
Would you rather have a $70 calculator or fly first class to the Bahamas?
That's Brian Kelly, founder and editor of thepointsguy.com.
There's an opportunity cost to every redemption.
Kelly says it may be easier to just redeem your points for that calculator rather than trying to negotiate a free flight. But he says the best use for miles is, well, on planes. That's where you get the most value per mile. Still, Kelly says if your miles are about to expire, yeah, go ahead and get that calculator. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
When the San Francisco 49ers take the field on Sunday for a preseason game against Denver, it will be in their brand new stadium in Santa Clara, in the heart of Silicon Valley. Considering that the 49ers were named in honor of San Francisco's first big economic boom, the Gold Rush, it's perhaps fitting that the team's new home is in the heart of Techland. From KQED, Molly Samuel has the story.
First of all, there's this.
Thank you for taking the time to download the Levi's Stadium app.
That's Jed York, CEO of the 49ers. You can pull up your tickets on the mobile app. It directs you to your seat.
And if you're glued to the action but have a craving for some food, you can order a hot dog, beer, or soda to your seat, and we'll have it delivered to you in a matter of minutes.
And if you're glued to your phone and miss a game-changing interception, the app has instant replay.
It enables an enhanced fan experience that more closely simulates what you can get on your couch.
Paul Kapuska is the editor of Mobile Sports Report, which tracks technology in stadiums. The $1.3 billion venue has Wi-Fi, cell service, and room to grow technologically.
This may be the sort of new standard that other stadiums are aiming for.
The team is also making a big deal about how green its new home is. I went to check out Levi's Stadium when it was still under construction at the end of last year.
We're walking in one of the entrances. This will be one of the big entrances on game day.
Jack Hill is the project executive. He oversees all the construction. The water for the field comes from a nearby water treatment plant.
You see the purple pipe? That's all recycled water.
Solar panels cover pedestrian bridges between the parking lot and the stadium, and they're mounted on top of a tower of suites the length of, well, the football field. Those panels will collect enough energy to offset game day electricity use.
The Niners have said this. They're absolutely using this as a showcase. It's their goal to make sure the stadium manifests everything that Silicon Valley represents.
Andy Dolan is one of the principals of ADC Partners, a sports marketing agency in the Bay Area. He says the 49ers have the tech side down.
I think the much harder thing to do is the human side of this.
On a sort of test run at a soccer game earlier this month, traffic was a mess. So the Niners are working out some real-life kinks at this high-tech stadium. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.
And finally, in the heat of the summer, many of us spend a lot of time trying not to sweat, or at least trying not to look like we're sweating. Turns out we may have been thinking about sweat in the wrong way. Researchers at UC San Diego are developing a smart tattoo that converts your sweat into power, which you can use to charge your smartphone. It's still in development, but it could make the summer heat a little more bearable, or at least more useful. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.